traveling down to New Orleans, or New Orleans, sorry.
New Orleans.
Your most memorable moment in New Orleans.
You really don't remember much when you go to New Orleans, do you?
Some of them we can't talk about here.
Well, I remember I went my first year, and I was like, this place is awesome. I had never been to New Orleans before. And I was so excited to go back. But then Hurricane Katrina came through in 2005. And so we went to San Antonio that year. That's one of the wins on the road against the Saints, one of the two since I've been here. But I do remember going the next year, and they opened on Monday Night Football. So it's not a great memory for me, but it is pretty cool to be there when they New Orleans kind of came back. I remember, there was so much hype, and it was a Monday Night game, so we take the bus early, and we pass by the street where everyone's tailgating, and everyone's just wearing black shirts, and I was like, wow, this is going to be tough. Mm-hmm. It's us against the world tonight. And then Michael Canning gets his punt blocked by Steve Gleason. And at that moment, I could have just packed my bags going in because I've never – everyone says, what's the loudest you've ever heard a stadium? It'll never be topped is when that punt got blocked. That I was scared that the roof was going to cave in. It was pretty crazy. That's but amazing. It was a pretty cool memory. And now, with Steve Gleason kind of –
no white flags.
Yeah, with the stuff he's doing now, it's pretty cool to have seen that play that kind of, inspires a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll just go with my first year working for the Falcons. It was my first road trip to New Orleans. Now, I had been there before, but it was my first road trip with the Falcons. And our Taco Mac insider, Nikki Noto, actually made the trip down there. She was going to do a story for us from Bourbon Street, just talking to Falcons fans and who had made the trip. And so I was with her, and she gave me her flip cam because she wanted to do this interview with this couple because the guy was a Falcons fan, the girl was a Saints fan, and so we do this interview and everything, and it's minute long, whatever. She gets back to Atlanta and starts to comb through the footage, and we notice that I wasn't paying attention to the background. Because in the background was one of the strip joints and like three strippers in the front of the, like, trying to coax people to come on in. And so, like, we had to throw that entire interview out. So it's kind of funny the stuff that, like, doesn't make it to AtlantaFalcons.com. And that was one of them.
Now, hey, Jay, that was the year we won, right?
Yes, that was the overtime win.
Duck hook by Hartley, right?
Yeah. I'll always remember that. That was pretty
all right.
funny.
That's going to inspire us to get a W. So I love that story. That's good. Have you been in New Orleans, Reed?
I have been a couple times, but my most memorable moment from New Orleans was Super Bowl 20 when the Chicago Bears, William the Fridge Perry, topped the New England Patriots. Walter Payton should have gotten a touchdown, which Mike Ditka still regrets, but nonetheless, the Bears topped the Patriots, and that was pretty memorable.
All right, Bosa, give us one more.
One more for you. All right, here's one. My parents, they're coming into town for the holidays. we haven't done much since I've been in Atlanta. I'm wondering, if you're a tourist, you're coming down to Atlanta, what do you want to do here when you visit? Like, what's one thing you must do?
That's a great question, Bosak. You got the easy answer is aquarium, World of Coke, College Football Hall of Fame is really nice. I've been there recently. It's awesome if you haven't been. I like the Little Five area, Virginia Highlands. Virginia Highlands is really fun. There's some really cool, like, just some, if you like some sort of scene down there, if you like the, a little seafood restaurant, a little hole-in-the-wall bar, there's some shopping for your mom and your girlfriend down there, Brian, but I kind of like that area.
Shouts out to Megan.
Yeah, absolutely.
In 2017, it'll be the new Atlanta Stadium.
Absolutely.
If you follow me on Twitter, I'm a concert guy. So I say you got to check out a show at the Masquerade and the Tabernacle.
Yeah, Tabernacle.
Very, very cool places to catch shows. So that's for me.
I don't think you can go wrong with Piedmont Park.
Yeah, Piedmont
Park. A lot of things to do.
Take them to get a chili dog at the Varsity too, Brian.
Oh yeah, Varsity.
All right, will do.
Yeah,
thanks
grease it up a little bit.
There's a couple of metal shows coming up at the Tabernacle and Masquerade. If you want in,
Brian, man. I'll pay for the tickets if you take.
If you want
to
bring the
Jim Spearware loves hard metal.
Let's go,
Jim Spearware. Jim will have to make a black shirt with some you know, like
lightning,
yeah.
Tattoos.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Get it done.
Get that done. That'd be nice. All right, that was a good break with Bosek.